everyone. Happy New Year. I'm your host, Denise, and I'm just excited. You know, I'm excited for this year. I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited because while it may sound like a cliche, I really mean it. Like, this is my year. It's my turn. You know, and I want everyone, you know, speak that over yourself. Claim this year to be your year. Claim it to be your turn. Like, consider everything that we've been through, you know? It's our time. It's our time. We deserve it. We really do. And I'm excited for this year because I know that there's going to be a lot for me to share. And I'm excited, and I'm just all in. You know, all in. And I'm glad to be starting it with what I want to share tonight. This is super, super, super spontaneous. And it's okay. Spontaneity is great. I always say it. But when I started this podcast during COVID, you know, in 2020, I was super inspired at first. And I was so excited about it. You know, and then life happened. Life happened. And I'll share that soon. But life happened, and I found myself since then in a place where I was kind of like uninspired. And I struggled so much with that because honestly, I love this. To be able to go to create this podcast and to come up with content and share it, and then for it to be something not just something that's created out of experience, you know, because nothing I share is not gonna be anything that I share is not gonna be something that I haven't experienced, you know, and I want to be super transparent at all times. You know, because I think we need that. It's needed. It's needed. People need to know that, you know, you're not the only one going through things. You're not the only one and not to say like, well, you're not the only one. No, it's like, you know, you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, someone else is going through it. Or even something worse. But know that where you're at, what you're walking through, you're not walking through it alone. You know, so don't beat yourself up. Don't feel like your life is a mess or like you're just, you know, everyone's doing better than you and you're just stuck in this. No, you're not alone. You're not alone. Everyone is going through something. We are all perfectly imperfect. And we are all going through things. We all have storms. Storms are going to come. Throughout this life, storms are going to come. It's a given. It's inedible. It's an inevitable. It's inevitable. You know, storms are going to come. And that's Bible right there. Because, you know, he says the world, you know, in this life, we will face things. But to take heart. For he has overcome the world. You know? And that's a great promise. You know, and if you think about it, think of things thus far that you've experienced in life and look how far you've come. There's a reason for that. You know? It's not coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidences. Not in my opinion. Everything happens for a reason. Life happens for you. That was good. But really what I wanted to share, you know, and again, I'm having a moment of transparency. I can't speak tonight. I am actually doing this scared, and that's okay. I'm doing this feeling unprepared. I'm doing this, you know, struggling with what to say, or should I even say it? You know, but this is all the more reason why I should, and why I should do it scared. And not scared in a sense, well, really, like, all right, so, you know, I'm being transparent. It's like, feels like what I'm saying, is it going to be accepted? Is it going to be received? Or is someone going to, you know, is this for someone? But I know that it is. Because I know that anything that is put in my spirit is not me. I'm not just sitting here, what can I tell these people? No, man, if only you knew the things that I've experienced within the last 2 years and even within the first 18 days of this year. But it is well. It is well because this is my year. It is well because it's my turn. And I'm okay with how or what has, you know, transpired within the first 18 days of this new year. Because I have a whole year ahead of me. And I know that the best is yet to come. And maybe it started off this year like this because there's some things that really cannot go into this year with me. And that might be the same for anyone listening. So coming into this year, it's like the only word that comes up for me is I refuse. This year I refuse. So this really is just like a declaration. It's not going to be a long episode. But it's just like, for me, it's like a declaration. And I think that's another great thing for me to do, and even more of a reason why I should share this. You know, because maybe it can also be a declaration for you. You know, refuse. Think about everything that you've been experiencing, everything that you've endured, everything that you've been dealing with. Like, for the past 2 years, whoo, Lord. You know, I just think about all of the things that have come up, all of the things that have, I don't even know what word to give it. But just so much has happened. So much has happened. And it's just like, one thing after the other, after another, traumatic things, you know? And then some minor things. Some things that are meaningless. And then we give it so much power. But you know what? It's just those meaningless things are just distractions. They're distractions. They're distractions. But I refuse. I refuse. I refuse to allow fear of the unknown hold me back and keep me from the unseen. I refuse to allow my past to dictate my future. I refuse to allow the opinions of others to cripple me or to dictate who I am and whose I am. To allow them to feel that they have a say when they're not even on my level. And I'm not saying that to like be cocky, but in a way, you're not on, you know, sometimes you gotta be cocky with yourself. And it's not being arrogant or anything of the, or an ego trip. It's just, you know, you have to be about self sometimes, especially especially when you've never really been about self. This year, I refuse to live another year struggling with the same cycles. I refuse to be a product of the generational curses that have hindered those in my lineage before me. It ends with me. It will not pass, it will not go on to the next generation. I refuse defeat. I refuse anxiety. I refuse depression. I refuse low self-esteem. I refuse lack. I refuse every negative thought. I refuse doubt. I refuse every word spoken against me. I refuse. I refuse low self-esteem. Oh, I said that. I refuse toxic relationships. But you know what? Hey, I said it twice and there's a reason for it. Because maybe that's one thing that I really need to work on within myself. And unknowingly, you know, it's really something that I need to work on within myself. And that could be for somebody else too. I know many struggle with that. I refuse toxic relationships. I refuse hurt and pain. I refuse hate. I refuse darkness. I refuse deceit. I refuse. I refuse to conform to the ways of this world. I refuse to compromise. I refuse that. I refuse to shrink back. I refuse. What do you refuse? What will you refuse for this year in 2022? In 2022, I refuse. You know, and I replace all these things. I replace it with, I replace it with, you know, because God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of peace, love, and a sound mind. So I replace fear with peace, love, and a sound mind. I replace these things with love, with joy, with blessings, with generational blessings. I replace it with abundance. I replace it with victory. I replace it with confidence, with a life more abundantly. I refuse it with only wholesome things, with positive things, with positive words, with words that bring you up, with words that encourage you, that'll lift you up and that'll push you, words that will transform, words that will impact. Replace it with the renewing of our minds. Replace it with relationships that are just full of love and peace and joy and understanding. Love is so vital. Love is vital. We all need love. This world needs love. Replace it with light, love, peace. So I challenge you. What do you refuse? What will you refuse? What will you refuse? And you know, maybe we can even hold each other accountable this year. Maybe we can, I'm going to create something and I'm going to post it on my Instagram. So please follow me on my Instagram at She's a Pastor. And I'm going to create a challenge. Refuse in 2022. And we can hold each other accountable. But this year, refuse. refused to go into this year with the things that, with any residue from 2021 or 2020. You know, he's making all things new. A new life. A new life, new love, new light. And I don't mean love like a relationship. It could be. But I just mean within self. A new mindset. New joy. New peace. New mercies. New victories. New grace. New everything. New everything. He makes all things new. All things. So let's refuse. Let's refuse. Let's refuse. And let's get the victory. Let's take this year and just press through. Let's just take off and take it and take hold of it. Take your power. Take your power. Take your power. Take your authority back. Take your power back and declare. Declare and decree. And claim this year to be your year. And you speak over this year. And you declare how your year is going to be. What do you want to see in this year of 2022? What do you want to come forth? What do you want to birth? What do you want to create? Enough of complacency. Refuse complacency. Refuse the status quo. Refuse the thoughts and the words and the opinions and the worldview of the of mere men. And don't allow anything or anyone to control you or to dictate who you are and what you're going to be and what you're going to do. Because they can't do it. They didn't create you. You weren't created by human hands. You were created by the creator of the world, the creator of the universe. The universe didn't create you. The creator of the universe created you. So I charge you, my friends. Refuse. Be encouraged. Stand strong. Stand firm. Unmoving. Unshaken. And walk in your victory. For this is your year. This is our turn. Okay, so that was awesome. Again, please share this. I told you it was going to be short. And I'm good with that. It was a great little encouraging word. If I feel fulfilled, and I hope that it blesses someone. I know it will. I know it will. I know it's going to bless someone. And so, yeah, share it. Share. Please follow me on my Instagram. She's a pastor. And this is also, please listen it's available on Apple, on Spotify, on Anchor FM. Also look out because we're going to be doing YouTube lives. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm refusing to stay comfortable. I'm refusing to, you know, be afraid of doing stuff like that because I've been wanting to do it and I allowed fear to get a hold of me. But this year I refuse. So I'm going to do it. And it's going to be great. So again, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this blessed you. And, you know, just let's embrace this year and go into it, you know, with so much expectation and so pumped and so ready, you know, to see more. Because there's more. There's so much more. And the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come for us. I know it. I feel it. I believe it. I receive it. I claim it. I declare it. I decree it. And I refuse anything less than God's very best for me.
And I pray you do too. God bless you.
Peace.